Spiritual growth begins when we learn to pay attention, not in a self-centered way, not in a fearful way, not in a way that turns every feeling into a message from God, but in a humble, honest, biblical way. Your spiritual nature is the God-facing dimension of your whole life. It includes trust, worship, conscience, desire, love, obedience, hope, meaning, and calling. It is not separate from your body, but it is also not reducible to biology. You are a living soul before God. So how do you begin paying attention to your spiritual nature? First, begin with God's Word. Spiritual growth is not built on guessing. The Bible gives us the true story of creation, fall, redemption, calling, mission, and destiny. Scripture teaches us who God is, who we are, what went wrong, what Christ has done, and how the Spirit leads us. Second, begin with honest prayer. Prayer is not performance. It is talking with God. It includes praise, confession, thanksgiving, lament, asking, listening, and surrender. Some students begin with a simple prayer, Lord, show me where I am aligned with you and where I am resisting you. Third, notice your patterns. What do you repeatedly fear? What do you repeatedly desire? Where do you hide? Where do you blame? Where do you serve with joy? Where do you sense conviction? Where do you sense God inviting you into obedience? Fourth, pay attention to relationships. Spiritual growth is revealed in how we treat people. Galatians 5 describes the fruit of the Spirit as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are not merely private feelings. They show up in human relationships. Fifth, receive your limits as part of God's design. Satan tempted Adam and Eve to believe limits were the enemy. But holy boundaries are not barriers to life. They are part of God's good design. What helps? Scripture, prayer, worship, confession, community service, and rest. What harms? Pride, isolation, hurry, denial, shame, and pretending that spiritual growth happens without repentance. As you begin this course, do not try to master everything at once. Begin with attention. Begin with humility. Begin with openness before God. Spiritual growth starts when a redeemed person says, Lord, I belong to you. Teach me to walk with you.